You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome Murray State Director of Cinema International, Dr. Therese St. Paul. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about two films today that will be airing this and next week. And we were discussing before we went on the air, it's a nice pairing of films. They tell two different stories of the Berlin Wall.
Yes. Since we're doing a German special this semester, these are two that deal with the before the wall and after the wall. And so around 89, and so 1989. And so we know the wall went up in 1961. And so we're having here an opportunity to reflect on how it was then, how it is now, maybe, and really we're looking forward to discussing with the public who might have gone there before the wall fell, and or maybe more recent times, to Berlin, East Berlin, West Berlin. It would be nice to have their feedback after watching these two movies.
And you have seen this week's film, West Wind.
It's, yes.
It's a 2011 film.
Yes, indeed, by Robert Thalheim. It's apparently based on true events. It's quite incredible. And it's not one of those great escape dramas about oppression and there's, no violence in there. But still, what we're entering the lives of two young people. So basically college age people who are twins, two girls who are actually going to train on vacation in Hungary for some skiing competition. So they are very sporty, and they're on vacation. And as you know, when you lived in East Germany, you could go on vacation to other communist countries, and Hungary was one of them. And apparently, from what we see in the movie, Hungary was less strict than the GDR. So they were on vacation, discovering things they can't have easily in their country, things that, are typical products of the West, like LPs and Walkman and West music. And so it's very appealing to see these differences, because we don't think about that.
And this is only a year before the actual fall of the Berlin Wall. So it's literally the last days of
absolutely of, and I think that's what the director wanted to show, that all these issues become non-issues a year later. And without disclosing too much, it's a love story, because these two beautiful young women are going to meet West German guys on vacation and the temptation of going to the West is going to loom.
It seems like the weight of this film falls on these two young actresses. How are their performances?
Oh, they're excellent. Extremely well done, extremely credible. A lot of emotions that are not expressed, but you can feel. And little details. I will say I would really like the public to look at the details in the background, the comments that people make on little things, like, it's like in the Francophone world, some words are different. Like, some words are different in Quebec from in France. Well, the same thing happened between East and West Germany. They were surprised. Oh, you say that? We say this. A lot of little differences in the everyday life.
Mm-hmm. And then next week, we're going to see The Architects, which is kind of a different side of the same coin.
Yes. This deals with professionals, architects, who were definitely they were called the last generation of the filmmaker, last generation of GDR filmmakers. So they want to really focus on the creativity that was in a way constrained when you were living in the East, in East Germany. And so they want to show that in an area such as architecture, where, as we know, the style of communism was a bit heavy and pretty dull. And so as an architect living there, you're really excited by what's going on in the West, and you want to create new buildings, but of course there's a heavy bureaucracy that prevents them to do that. And so it's following these architects who are trying to do something new and the battles they had to fight, with always the looming attraction of defecting to the West. And that is very serious, because in those days, defecting to the West amounted to big treason. And a lot of people died and a lot of people suffered. And of course, this movie is a little older, 1990, so it is still very close to the fall of the wall. And so the emotions are still very present.
And both of these films will follow the Thursday-Saturday schedule, with the first one being in the Barclay Room and then the Saturday performance in the Kerr Center Theater?
Yes. These two will be the last ones on Thursday in the Barclay. We will resume our screening in the theater from then on. So from September the 26th and until the end, we will be both days in the theater on Thursdays and Saturdays.
You were on a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Clardy pleading really for awareness and attendance of Cinema International, and you said that attendance has been really good.
Attendance has been good. I think people have been very understanding, and they've been coming on Saturdays, even maybe if they used to come on Fridays. But, you know, we try to really keep the program exciting. We have good discussions, and we will have some historians like Dr. Pizzo joining in the discussions for the architects, and also West Wing will have some German students participating. So it should be interesting.
And we'll take a break with our conversations next week for the fall fundraising campaign. But then in 2 weeks, we'll be back to discuss Transit Camp Friedland, which will be the final September performance for Cinema International. Dr. St. Paul, thank you so much for coming by today.
Well, thanks for having me.